Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, London cab driver, anti-EU campaigner, back again giving you my view on the past week's events. So, the Donald. Now, I can't believe we are still going on about what he said. Whether you agree with it or not, just what does it have to do with us? It was said by an American presidential candidate in America to the American people about America's immigration policies, America's borders, and America's security. What's the problem? I hear people moaning about us having a say over many other countries, trying to influence the outcomes of their elections, making sure that those we don't want in power in certain regions don't get anywhere near it. And now these same people want to do the very same to America and Trump. They'll call him a bigot and say they hate him and want him banned because they don't share his views. Well, the meaning of a bigot is a person who is intolerant towards those holding different opinions. I mean, how ironic is that? Personally, I couldn't give a stuff who gets in over there. Let the American people decide who they want to run America. Perhaps we should be paying a bit more attention to our own politicians. What happened to the expenses scandal, for crying out loud? And what about our ever-rising debt? They keep talking up our economy, but is it really all it's cracked up to be? France has just declared a state of economic emergency, and China's on the downturn, so I reckon we'll be in for a bumpy ride this year. Anyway, back to the debt. So, if we default on all our loans, what happens? Will Britain be repossessed? And if every country refuses to pay back its loans, who, ultimately, will end up with the debt? Surely it will all end up with just one person. Would it not therefore be best for every country to do this and start again? Start afresh? Maybe the people of the world could have a collection and all put in a pound each to give to the bankrupt fella at the top of the lending chain. You know, to help him get back on his feet, maybe. Be great for every country to start again and wipe the slate clean. Maybe a few more countries could start up their own health service instead of relying on our own national health service. It's an easy mistake to make. Now, as far as I know, we do not own the patent to the NHS system. So why aren't other countries creating their own health services? Perhaps they can see the spiralling costs and the way it is so easily abused by those not eligible for it. And again, you get these people moaning about how we should help and treat everybody. Yeah, sure, it's a nice idea. But those of you in favour of treating all and sundry from around the world that have made no contribution towards it whatsoever must realise that you will be the ones responsible for the demise and downfall of the health service. You are playing right into the hands of those who say how expensive and how easy to abuse it is. The very same reasons they give for wanting to get rid of it altogether. Ultimately denying us, the very people it was created for. The NHS is the best thing we've got. I'd hate to see it go the way of manufacturing and many other things. Luckily, global warming has meant a mild winter so far, or we really would be in the stuck. It is the greatest and fairest system in the world. And don't think they won't rid us of it, just so they can stop migrants abusing it. They are, after all, now talking about ridding us of certain benefits so migrants can't get them either. Surely the best way to deal with this is by leaving the EU. Hopefully, it will all collapse soon anyway. I saw recently on the Britain Stronger in Europe, or BSE page, that 1 in 10 jobs rely on EU trade. Wow, that's 9 in 10 jobs that don't. Now, these companies that trade with the EU do it for one reason and one reason only, and that's profit. So why aren't they paying for it themselves, rather than a proportion of the 90% taxes that have nothing whatsoever to do with it? I bet many of these companies try to avoid paying their fair share of corporate tax too, meaning we're paying for their profits and shareholder incomes twice over. It's a bit of a piss take, to be honest with you. Right, on that note, I'm going to finish, but I'll be back again, same time, same place, next week. Until then, be safe and be lucky.